welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 10, where we left off around verse number 34. Let's back up to verse 31 and get the context of the passage, and we'll continue on from there. In John chapter 10, verse number 31, the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." And so here the Lord Jesus has just been talking to them about the working of God, about those that are the Lord's hear his voice, that the Father has given him sheep, and that he will not lose to anyone. No one can pluck them out of his hand. No one can pluck them out of his Father's hand. And then he makes this great statement in verse number 30, "I and my Father are one." So the Lord Jesus Christ, having come as a man, God the Son, which John tells us in chapter 1, had been with the Father from the beginning, with God, was God, is God, that God was made flesh and dwelt amongst men. He's making that and saying that again in relative to his people, those that the Father has given him, that it is evidenced in that they hear him. These fellows that he's dealing with here, these Jews, the religious leadership, an elite of the day, they do not hear him, and he's told them plainly that that is a manifestation that they are not his. They're going to stone him. They are incited in that he has made himself God by claiming that he is the Son of God, that he and the Father are one. He has made himself and declared himself to be God, which he is, and that's the point of this. And he says, "You've seen all the good works that I've done." He's told them the good works testify that he is from God, that he is God, that he has the power of God because he is God. And so he says of these good works, healing of the blind, healing of lepers, raising from the dead, healing of withered hands and arms, issue of blood that has been healed of, those that have been dead, he's raised to life. He asked them of these good works, which is the one that you're stoning me for? And they said, "We're not stoning you because of a good work, but we're stoning you because you make yourself equal with God. You make yourself God." And then in verse number 34, the Lord answers this, and Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, ye are gods'? And if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, 'Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." And so he lays a case there before them, and he references a passage over in Psalm 82. And I want to read this and try to tie these together that we understand something here that I believe the Lord is saying. I don't understand all of what this is implies, but I think there's an element here that we can understand. In Psalm 82, there's eight verses here, and I'll read them. "God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. all the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. So this is a psalm of Asaph, and he writes this psalm. Of course, it's in the Word of God. It's in the Scripture, in the Bible, and we know it's inspired of God. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ referring here to the reference that the Lord has said, ye are gods. And of course, that's with a little g, and we understand there's only one God. But he says here, ye are gods, and all of you, Psalm 82:6, and all of you are children of the Most High. I think and believe that the one thing that comes from that passage is an understanding we need to have is this. We have been created in the image and likeness of God. There is no other creature, no other creation of God that has been created this way. And so because the Lord has bestowed upon us His glory, a part of His glory, in that when God appears, when God is seen, He appears physically like a man, not a blob of light, not something like the sun, not some calf or some animal of the earth, not some unknown celestial creature or being. The book of Revelation and other books in the Old Testament tell us about different beasts that are there in the throne room of God that God has created for His honor and His glory. But God doesn't appear or look like any of them. He looks in the physical form of like a man. And it's not that He's gotten that from us, but we who have been created by the Lord, mankind, have received that from Him. He's imparted that unto us. He, when He appears, looks in the form like a man. Head on His shoulders, arms coming from the shoulders, the torso coming down to the waist, and then the legs coming down, and feet and hands and ears and all that. God has created man in His likeness and His image. And because of the Lord blessing mankind with that, but some of His glory, and that the way that the Lord is and appears when He does appear, we have a responsibility before God in that. See, mankind was created from the very, very beginning. Mankind was created from Adam and Eve, was created to honor and glorify God Almighty. And the creation of the Lord's earth, wherein He placed the man and placed the woman, told them to be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over the earth, we were to do that, and they have been always expected of God to do that, to occupy, to have dominion, to the honor and praise and glory of God. And so, relative to the rest of the creation upon this earth, the Lord says, ye are gods. We have an ability like unto God. We are not equal with God by any means, but we have been created far superior than any other creature and anything in nature. We are able, and by God's creation, we are able to have dominion over this earth, and we're to have dominion to the honor and glory and praise of God. So He says, ye are gods. He also said there, ye are the children. In Psalm 82, verse 6, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. We are His offspring, in a sense. And there are those that believe in the fatherhood of God and the sonship of man, and that spiritually we are all God's children. But the Lord Jesus Christ has just dealt with that here in John chapter 10, that there are only those that the Father has given to the Son that are His children. The other passages in the New Testament Scriptures indeed speak about goats, those who are not the children of God, those who are not sheep, those who are not lost. And that's what God has said. That we don't conjure that up ourselves. It's what the Word of God says. And by the preaching of the gospel and the preaching of the seed, the sowing of the seed and preaching of the gospel and the Word of God, those who are the Lord's will hear, will repent, will trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, will be saved, and will hear and follow Him. That's what the Lord has told us. It's His doctrine, not ours. So we, being created in the image and likeness of God, we are His, we have been created by Him. So in that sense of creation, we are His offspring. But the true children of God are those who are going to be saved. Okay, so all man, even Pharaoh, who died in his sins there in the Red Sea under the judgment of God, was made in the image and likeness of God, and so in the sense of the creation, he is an offspring of the Lord in that sense, because God created him, gave him life. But in the spiritual sense, he was the enemy of God, persecuted the Lord's people, Israel, and was defiant against God. And so back in John 10, quickly, the Lord says, "It's written, I say that I'm the Son of God, and it's written in the Scripture, in the law," verse 34 of John 10. "Is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods?" That's what the Father, the Lord, has said. "If he called them gods," verse 35, "unto whom the word of God came," and see, that's talking about Israel and the directive of God coming to mankind, "and the Scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified, signed, sealed, and delivered by God Almighty. The works bear the truth of it. The fulfilling of the Scriptures bear the truth of it, that Jesus is the Christ. Say ye of him whom the Father has set apart, sanctified, and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God." So the Father has said generally that mankind are His children. He said He's given authority unto us and calls us gods, little g, but having great dominion over the creation, according to be to His honor and His glory. But He says, "But I'm the one that's been sent. I've done a miracle like none other. I have a word like none other." That's a testimony of the people and those that have heard Him. He said, "Are you going to stone me because I say the truth?" That's essentially what He's saying. "Thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God." Well, He's indeed the Son of God. He says, listen, verse 37, "If I do not the works of my Father, don't believe me. If I'm not doing the works of the Father, don't believe it. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works." If you won't believe the word of my mouth, believe what I do, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. And so the Lord deals with them here and shows them out of the Scripture again that He is the Savior. He is the one that is fulfilling the prophecy of the Scripture. He is indeed sent by God. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.